all grazing opportunities and precautions. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. With corn harvest underway, grazing corn stalks is an option that livestock producers might want to consider. Rory Levandusky, extension educator in Wayne County, Ohio, says it's a forage that can meet the nutrient needs of beef cattle in early to mid gestation.
By putting them on corn stalks, we're taking advantage of that forage and allowing our regular pastures to get some much-needed rest during this fall period.
Levandusky says the sooner you can graze corn stalks after harvest, the better.
Because obviously the condition of that residue begins to deteriorate with weather as we go later into the fall. So sooner is better than later. You'll get much more out of it.
The OSU extension educator says research has shown that cows in good body condition probably won't need any supplemental feed for the first 30 to 45 days. There are other fall grazing opportunities, but Levandusky reminds livestock producers to watch the forecast and take extra precautions when grazing annual grasses in the sorghum and the sorghum sedan grass family.
And even Johnson grass, if you're in a situation where you might be grazing someplace and there's a lot of Johnson grass out there, it's kind of in that same family. And the issue with all of these forages is that they have compounds in them that once we get a frost or they get some type of stress event like a frost, they release a hydrogen cyanide, which we call prussic acid, and that, of course, is very toxic to livestock. We do not want to graze those if we have any kind of threat of a frost, whether that's a light frost or a killing frost. We'd want to pull our livestock off of that because even at a very light frost, we'll get that prussic acid material produced in the forage, and it's very toxic.
With a killing frost, the Ohio State Extension educator says you could go back in and graze after 7 to 10 days. For a light frost?
We've really got to wait probably closer to that 10 days to maybe even up to 2 weeks before we go in and graze. And any regrowth coming off of that material can be very high in prussic acid.
Rory Levandusky, extension educator in Wayne County, Ohio. That's Managing for Profit, brought to you by Kloss. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.